who are already taking carpools. I've begun to listen to the community colleges, and that's consistent with what the CSU and the UC are already doing. They have this policy in place. I've already begun discussions with the Education Committee on this. I've asked for their guidance and how we can deal with this issue. I do not want that issue to be the issue that guts this bill. There are lots of other reasons you've all put out that you'd like to see me deal with, but I just want to reassure you that I will be working on the community college issue, and I've already asked for guidance from the committee to help me to do that. So let's do that. I'm going to hold off on Senator Oropeza's just for a minute. I will get back to some of the things. One of the things is that I'd like to say that there's nothing that mandates that cities cannot subsidize downtowns. Of course they can. What we've done is give a list of potential ways in which they can reduce parking, 165 points. They have to choose 20 of those points to do that. They may not choose many of the ones that we've mentioned. You have to go through the lists, and I think that's what people are also struggling with, what that is. But subsidizing where it's needed, parking is still allowed in the bill. The bill in no way says that that cannot be. The other one is, what about transit? How can you do this? A great idea, I'm hearing, but there aren't the alternatives at this point, and you're really going to impact people. And I tell you folks that it's like the chicken and the egg. It's the catch-22. In the sense that until drivers pay the full cost of parking and of driving, driving will always be more attractive than transit, and therefore revenues will be low. If we want to increase transit fare box revenues and we want to increase demand, we have to take some bold steps to do it. This is one of those. You may not agree that this is the right one to do, but if you really want transit, it's because there's going to be a demand for transit and that those revenues from transit will pay for the kinds of services that Senator Huff is saying they're just not going out there to those areas. That will not just happen magically. That will happen when, as the market has shown us in so many other places, that will happen when the demand goes up and when the cost of that is less than other alternatives. And that's really what we're trying to do, to work on that balance, because that's what it will be, the market that place that will determine whether transit is successful or not. So that's another one. The other one is, why not wait until the cities are already working on this? We've just, you know, let the cities continue. I just want to say that we've already passed sustainable communities strategies in SB 375. That's already part of it. But I remind you, everyone in who is here, that that's only a voluntary measure. And even when communities, when there are local, regional approaches to sustainable, any local community can accept that or not. They are not required to do that. Even if they do address it, and some sustainable community strategies may not want to address parking, some may want to, that not everyone will do it, and local governments are under no obligation to implement it. And also, the other issues they came up with, the bill also encourages, it was pointed out, well, what about if we got rid of these parking structures, there would be spillover. The bill encourages cities to manage spillover issues with permits. It's easily done. There are ways of dealing with how to deal with spillover without having to subsidize this and force people to continue to use their car when there are alternatives. Carpooling is a most popular transit thing to do. The last point is, and Senator Oropeza has really raised the social equity issue, and I think that's a meaningful issue to raise. I personally take a different point of view. I think that already people who are already being asked to subsidize housing and the cost of goods and everything else because we're subsidizing parking, and that for those who can afford automobiles, and by not subsidizing as much parking We will bring down the cost of new development, housing development. We will bring down the cost of goods because there will be less expenses that the developer or the owner of that retail outlet or the manager of that has to expend. And I also believe that that too will cause, as we bring that down, a greater greater alternative of transit. That's what will spur transit, and that too will begin to deal with the social equity issue. I realize, just like there's no such thing as free parking, there are some of these very difficult issues that are not totally resolved around equity. But I think that's not the reason to move this forward. I think those are issues that can be dealt with. I think as the discussion goes forward, I think that people are saying, why not reduce? We're in a budget crisis now. Why not reduce the cost of government? Well, this is the most direct way in which government can begin to reduce costs and begin to use that fund, their funds, instead of and schools also, instead of subsidizing parking, to help to provide programs out there. So that's what I'd like to do. And with that, I urge an aye vote.
Okay. Is there a motion? Okay, Senator Pavlia moves. The clerk could please call the roll. And this is being referred to?
This is being referred to every place, every committee in the, in the Senate. No, it's being referred to education.
Okay, thank education you. Is next up.
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Huff.
No.
Huff, no. Ashburn.
No.
Ashburn, no. DeSaunier. Harmon.
No.
Harmon, no. Hollingsworth. Kehoe. Oropeza. Pavley. Pavley, aye. Semidian.
Aye.
Semidian, aye. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye. 4-3.
Meaning six. It's on.
Yeah, no, we have him up. And he was.
Yeah, everything's presented and voted. You just missed.
If Sergeant Flores could make his way up to make his bill.
I do think that the eliminating the legislators' parking.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This bill, Senate Bill 477. Basically, the bill clarifies that a redevelopment agency may use its low and moderate income housing funds to finance the purchase of low income housing tax credits. Members, the reason for this bill is due to the financial markets. It's estimated that 50% or more of the projects cannot secure equity investors for the tax credits. And obviously, then they cannot go forward with the construction of units. We do have witnesses in support. Ask for an aye vote.
Mr. Chairman, members, David Jones on behalf of the California Redevelopment Association. We are in support of the bill. As you know, low-income housing is a very complex and difficult thing to do, quite often having six different funding sources. Combine this with the equity crisis, we're looking at creative ways for us to somehow make these deals go through that are having trouble. And this is a creative solution to allow us to use some funding to perhaps get these deals to go through. So we're very much in support of the bill. We'd like to see it move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support.
Chair and members, Jay Hanson with the State Building Trades Council. We're a support if amended. We'd like to work with the author on this bill to ensure that prevailing wages are part of low-income tax credits. We had a deal that we'd done with Senate Bill 975 some years ago with Senator Alarcon, and we're assured that that was what the policy was of the state. However, there's since been some hiccups with that program with the folks that are allocating the tax credits don't seem to share that opinion. So we'd like to work with the author to use this bill to clarify that tax credits actually do trigger prevailing wages.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, obviously.
Are there any and I'll ask you, but are there any other witnesses in support? Are there any witnesses in opposition? Now, Senator.
Thank you. We always enjoy working with Mr. Hanson, and we will continue to work with him. I was part of that discussion with the Alarcon bill, and there is always a big issue with low-income housing credits and prevailing wage. We commit to work with Mr. Hanson and labor to make sure that this is some sort of a balanced bill as we move forward.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a motion on the bill? Bill's been moved by Senator Semidian. Would you like to close?
Ask an aye vote, Mr. Chair. I know it's been a long day.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Huff. Ashburn.
No.
Ashburn, no. DeSonier. Harmon.
No.
Harmon, no. Hollingsworth. Kehoe. Oropeza. Oropeza, aye. Pavley. Pavley, aye. Semenian. Semenian, aye. Wolk.
That bill has four votes. We'll place that bill on call.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
I believe that concludes all of the presentations today, unless people want me to present my bill again. Not really. I can tell Mr. Harmon doesn't want to. So with that, let's open the roll for the absent members. Can this sergeants call the absent members, yes, and ask them, Mr. DeSonier?
I think the ones that weren't
so
here.
So we don't have to wait and go through this again. Let's just wait 1 minute until, I believe, and then we'll start. Where is he? Oh, you don't know, DeSonier. He is. Let's open the roll, and then I'll just wait for the absent members, so the other members are not inconvenienced. Absolutely, and for you, I would always do that courtesy. So. Will the secretary please call the roll on? First, let's begin with item number one, SB 183, Lowenthal Residential Building Safety. What is the? Will you please?
Current vote is 6-1. Chair voting aye. Vice chair no. DeSonier. Harmon.
No.
Harmon no. Hollingsworth. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe aye. 7-2.
We'll keep that on call for the absent member. Next bill is Senator Luz, SB 391, California Transportation Plan.
As amended.
As amended.
Current vote, 6-2. Chair aye. Vice chair no. Harmon.
No.
Harmon no. Hollingsworth. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe aye. 8-3.
That bill has 8 votes, sufficient for passage, but we'll keep
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. 7-3. I'm sorry.
You can close the roll on this.
Is DeSonier here?
He's already voted on this.
All right, we'll close the roll on that. Okay. That bill has passed then. Okay. The next bill is Senator Correa's Mobile Home Parks Fire Code Enforcement. Is that as amended or?
Yes.
As amended. Current vote is 5-1. Chair aye. Vice chair did not vote. Huff. Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon aye. Hollingsworth. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe aye. Oropeza.
Aye.
Oropeza aye. 8-1.
That bill has 8 votes, sufficient for passage. We'll close the roll on that. Next bill is Senator Corbett's SB 400, as amended, energy green vehicles.
Current vote, 5-2. Chair aye. Vice chair no. DeSonier.
Aye.
DeSonier aye. Harmon.
No.
Harmon no. Hollingsworth. Wolk. 6-3.
That bill has 6 votes. We're going to close the roll on that. That bill is out. The next bill is Senator Padilla's SB 407, property transfers, plumbing fixture replacement.
Current vote 5-2. Chair aye. Vice chair no. Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon aye. Hollingsworth. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe aye. Oropeza.
Jenny.
Okay.
We're going to hold that. What's the vote on that? No.
Okay.
No.
That is 7-2.
7-2. We're going to. That bill is out. We're going to close the roll.
Okay.
Next bill is Senator Lowenthal's SB 455, high speed rail.
Current vote 8-0. Chair aye. Vice chair aye. DeSonier.
Aye.
DeSonnier, aye. Harmon.
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Hollingsworth. That would be 10-0.
Bill has 10 votes. That bill is out.
Okay.
Next bill, Senator Flores's low and moderate income housing redevelopment agency powers.
Current vote 4-2. Chair, aye. Vice Chair has not voted. Huff.
No.
Huff, no. DeSonnier.
Aye.
DeSonnier, aye. Hollingsworth. Wolk. 5-3.
Is this the Flores bill?
Yes.
Okay, excuse me. Senator Kehoe?
Aye.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye.
That bill has six.
Seven.
Six.
Seven now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sorry.
That bill has 6 votes. That bill is out.
To 3.
Next bill, S. Lowenthal, SB 518.
Current vote 4-3. Chair, aye. Vice Chair, no. DeSonnier.
Aye.
DeSonnier, aye. Hollingsworth. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Oropeza.
The bill has 6 votes. 6-3. That bill is out. The next one is Senator Leno's SB 690, outdoor advertising.
Current vote 6-3. Chair, aye. Vice Chair, no. Hollingsworth. Oropeza, 6-3.
The bill has 6 votes. That bill is out. We're going to continue on the bills, the ones that
just
we...
Just one.
No. Oh, just one?
SB
183. All right. Let's... SB 183, Lowenthal, residential buildings, carbon monoxide.
Current vote, 7-2. Chair, aye. Vice Chair, no. DeSonnier.
Aye.
DeSonnier, aye. Hollingsworth, 8-2.
That bill has 8 votes. That bill is out.
Get our count.
Members, this committee is adjourned.